couldn't learn a block Gemara up left Hey Amar Aleph and Erchin. So the Gemara over here, so Mil explaining here, we said there's a chilek. If you are doing it something for the kachem better kabayis, or if you're doing it for the kachem is bech. And we said that by kachem better kabayis, the whole thing becomes kaidish. If you do the avid, the whole thing becomes kaidish. And Mash Enkin by Kutcha Habayi said, if you do the Rosh Eved, the Rosh Par, only that part remains holy and the rest doesn't become holy. And we asked the question, we find that by Mizbech also with some special Bakula, especially with something that the Eved is Tolian. Everyone said, what's going on? So he made a chilik within Mizbech, whether it's Kedusha Laguf or just Damim. And we said that Kedusha Laguf, if you make this, said the animal itself should go to Mizbech, even though you only space is dedicated, you know, one part of the animal, the whole thing becomes holy. But Erkin is Kedusha Damim. And because it's Kedusha Damim, it's this money, this value, and then you're going to give that money, you buy with but over here, in the case of Rosh Potter and all that, I was talking about, you said, I'm going to sell the head of the potter, and with the money, I'm going to buy a carbon. So it's only Kedusha Damim. Kedusha Damim does not spread. So what are we talking about? Ramada Dama, you said yourself that if Makdish Zochel Dama, if you Makdish a male animal, and even though you said the value, since the animal is suitable for the Zbech, automatically it becomes Kedush. Kodesh, Kedush Laguf. So what are you telling me that when I said Rosh Parazu, I only wanted to sell the head and the money to bring carbon. You said that what well, the head is, that even you said that the head itself becomes a carbon. Like Kasha. Oh, the Agdish Kulo Darchareved. If I said the entire body will become Kedush Damim, then it's only one step up. It's immediately since it's potentially going to be the whole thing becomes Kedush. But if I said only one Avis, you want two Migus. You want the Avis to spread to the entire body and then from Damim to go to Guf. Two Migus you don't say. In fact, our neighbor also had a question, so I want to resolve him here. The boy, Rabbi asked a question. He just evil dub of your mark, just one evil, and you said there's value, so you need two steps to get the ma'awatad in. So the Gemara says, ki yibayilam betam. That question, when we asked, and we remained with the question, is by a tam, the two steps will do. Avol hocha bebalmum. Over here, when we're talking about a potter, we're talking about a potter that cannot be brought to the mizbeach. There's something wrong with this potter. Tam means there's no flaws. It's suitable to go to the mizbeach directly.
Not like we usually use tam as in tam.
No. But hoch over here, the balmum, here we're talking about an animal that has a defect with the animal itself, la shayit mizbeach. Therefore, it's definitely shdamim. How do we know we're talking about that? Because what example we give? We give Rosh potter, but we also say the Rosh chamoir. What is a chamoy? So the chamoy, the potter we're talking about is similar to a chamoy. Do me the chamoy, bamum. So the more the bamum, nami boy, boy. Even a bamum, you had a question. The boy, Rabbi asked. He says the maid, right? She the gav mizbeach that the money in my head should go to the mizbeach. I want to sell it, and the money should go to the mizbeach. And Mao, what's the din over there? Do we say that it goes to the entire body or not? No person can be going to Zbech. He asked that question before here about the Braisa, about a Poro together. You know, it was like a Bachamor, a Balmum. A Balmum definitely remains in the realm of Kedusha Damim. But now the word of Braisa. It doesn't spread at all. Like Kedusha Damim, the Kedusha doesn't spread. The only time it spreads is Kedusha Guf. Guf, let's analyze exactly what we just said. Boy, Rabba, the May Roishi, the Gav Mizbech, Mao, the Shaili is, Nidim Bechvoidich, where do we say that it spreads? If I say my head, since the person cannot live without a head, do we say that he has to give his entire value to his Mikdash, or only the value of his head? So you said, the Shaili is do we say, Loi Ashkham, but Damim, then Bechvoidich, do we say, we don't find by Damim. That is not that all cases of damim. We always say that what that is not dam bechvoidoi. We don't find a neder anywhere that it doesn't that you say something it doesn't spread, or do we say that by mizbech we don't find anywhere that it does spread? So therefore we don't know which way to go. By mizbech it always spreads. We said that if you said the heart it always goes to the full thing. So since I said Roshi the Gav Mizbech, I mentioned Mizbech, therefore when I said my head, it should be my whole body. Or do we say, no, the fact is, it's not gonna, even though I mentioned Mizbech, it's not going to be going on the Mizbech, it's only the Dummim. So mainly by Dummim, and by Dummim, we'll never find that it does spread. So the Gemara, Teiku. Boy, Rav, ask a question.
How would you evaluate his head anyway? How much is he worth with
a head? Yeah, he's a mathematician or something. What's it?
So, I don't know who's going to buy a slave in the market without a head, you know?
True, but let's say the whole body, the whole person is worth $100. Why? Is it because of his head? So then his head will get most of that value. Is it because he has strong hands and his head doesn't get much value? At least it's something like that. But you know, it's another edki olai. If a guy says, my erech, I take upon myself, but I want the money to go to the Gav Mizbech. Erkin, money of Erkin went to Bedek Abayis, went to the Beis HaMikdash, his maintenance fund. But I said, I want Erki, and the money I want to go to Beis HaMikdash, Mizbech, Mao. Nidin behesek yadu, ain nidin behesek yadu. You have a dinner that if you're destitute, you pay the seller and that's it. Le'achim be'erkin, because he used the word Erkin, we don't find Erkin anywhere, the ain nidin behesek yad. Erkin always is one judge of behesek yad. On the other hand, anything with the Mizbech, if you want to redeem something that you dedicated to the Mizbech, you only redeem it by its true value. Teikun.
So Hesigad means testing?
Sorry?
Hesigad, does that mean it's
means testing? Hesigad means that we... an arrangement, a scheme of arrangement. So if I owe $100, we'll say, you know what, pay us X amount of dollars, and then we wipe off the rest of the debt. That's called Hesigad. And we learned a few days ago, it's a shekel. Boy, the Rashi, the question, Higdish, Zdei Achuzah, the Gav Mizbeach, Zdei Achuzah, that you, which you said, I want that the money, I'll sell the field, and with that money, I'll buy Kabbalah and Mizbeach. Mao, how do you redeem it? You want to redeem it. We know that generally, if you donate it to the maintenance of Beis HaMikdash, then the Torah says, Beis Zerachay Masoedim, we had in Parash Bahar. There's, you know, a fixed amount, I don't care what your yield is, I don't care what you're growing there, we have a fixed amount in a certain chaymer of barley, and that's what you pay. But the problem here, I said the money should go to the Mizbech. Does it still follow those rules or not? Every time you do a zeichuzah, there's a fixed amount in the Torah of barley, and that's it. But here, the fact that you said the money should end up in the mizbech, and they always do the true value. Take Mishnah.
Parchas. Was it easier for people to say the value of my head?
That's dumb. No, this is weird cases. No, these are weird cases.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Giving value.
You have to say not value, you say erech. If you say
value, either one.
Yeah, people donate it.
Why wouldn't you say I'll give $100 to the Mikdash?
Yeah, but you're so happy you were saved from something else. You say, whatever I'm worth, I'm going to be donated to the Mikdash. Something like that.
It must have been the manner of speech in those days that they used.
Possibly.
These expressions.
Pachis mi ben chaydish. Could be. Pachis ben chaydish needed avlein nerech. Less than the chaydish, he could be on the receiving end. You say he value, they'll have value, but le nerech. You cannot say I'll give the erech less than a month. There's not a lot for such an age. Talk about we learned hamarich pochars me ben chaydish. What if somebody says I will make an erech of a child under a month old? Do we say a person says empty words, or do we or we translate his word, interpret his words in a way that he should be chayv? He has to give the value. Okay, you know there's no erchin. If you know there's no erchin, then what did you mean? You meant the value. You said the wrong word. You meant the value of a baby because everybody has value. The Chacham said no. People do say it's not a shazachin. Loi. On makom, going to be Mike Mifti. Now, maybe so, but ain't other mighty will tell her nobody just stamps as veteran zist. You don't say words for naught, your idea. He knows Shane Erich in the Pokham, and Chodesh, he knows that you cannot give Erich of a baby less than a month old. The gum, I've got the same dummy, he meant the value. But upon the Sabbath, the other mighty will tell her, a person does utter, yeah. And therefore, it's empty words. Command Oslo is the man's question, so who follows the following din? Hodom of Gidlam Rav. Ha'oimir Erich Kli. He said Erich for Kali. The Taylor, when he talks about Erich, he talks about people. Erekli, nois and dumim, he has to pay money, but because is the one that says that if you say words that don't mean anything, you have to reinterpret his words. So anyway, he gives the value of the kelim. Well, the pshita, the kamei asks you, what are you telling me? It's obvious. Nay, maot, I would have thought, if you look at Rabbon Hashem, maybe Rabbon would be money in this case. Why? Because by a baby, taki, maybe you meant erech, and you didn't know. You thought there's erech by every age. But everyone knows no erech by kelim. So when you said erech, you didn't mean erech. You meant actually a value. And so therefore, we will agree to Rabbon Hashem, who did tell you, somebody thought, kehechidike erech leben chaydush, ikanam lepog chaydush. It's a plausible mistake. And since it can't be anything, therefore, it's toss out the window. I will hark at the lecture and meet you. Nobody makes a mistake. Vadi only the everyone knows saying erech l'kli. We go mava. How many metals should know about it? Mashalom, that no. The mayor is saying about the mayor.
In this this machlokas of Meir Chachamim, don't we have a shit that Bris Krusulus was saying? But when you say something, it has a
Kiyum. No, we had more about Mitzvah from test there, but a person, if he says something, you have to keep it or not. Hein tzedek v'lav chasedek. Hein dvor ha'emes. So we say, you know, hein v'eifo the Torah says, that's what we learn, that maybe you have to keep your word. But even then, you know, this is, Mitzvah is a sign, has nothing to do with a halacha. They have to be careful what comes out of the Lashon Hara and all that, and so on. Well, the Ramel, my Yitzchak, okay, what's the Chiddush of Rav? Tell me according to Ramel. Everyone knows, okay, your Chiddush is Rabbanon, but you didn't mention Rabbanon. You should have said Rabbanon don't hold. What do you mention Ramel for? And then even Ramel, Martin, I was on time with Ramel, I could have thought for Ket. But after Rav, I could have learned a Mishnah totally different. I could have said, you know what, Rav, you know what Ramel said that under a month you still got to give Erech? Not because you meant it, not because you knew what it is, if you get value. Maybe it's a gzeda that if people take it lightly, they're going to say even Erech of a 2-year-old and think that you don't have to pay anything. My intent, I remember my husband goes to public holiday. The holiday was only because of gzeda. I will hark at the lekel and mixer. But over here, in the case of a keli, there's no point in making any gzeda because no one will make such a mistake. So if he says it, that's it. He meant keli and therefore he gives nothing. Aim a loik, mashallah. Time of the made. The reason I made is nothing to do with that. There ain't other moitzes will about tala. The reason is people don't utter things dumb. Loish nahacha, loish nahacha. What he says, we say that he meant dummy. Kaman Oslo, Tokonju, goes home about Rabbi Yasi, Amarab, Amla, Rabbi Yasi, Amarab, Hamakish, Bem Chavedi. If I go over and I say, your behemoth should come Hegdish, everyone knows I cannot go into your barn and take your behemoth and make it Hegdish. So what did I mean? I meant the value of the behemoth should go to Hegdish. No, he said, the meh. Kaman, the chay, it's a meh. Again, the meh said, people don't utter words, stam in the veins. So if he said, your behemoth, he meant the value. You know this principle, but he said it once. A guy says the Erech of a Keli, he knows that there's no such thing. Nosam Dama, he gives a value. Name. Mount, I would have thought, Hossam over there, the year that he knows she ain't Erech of a Keli. He knows that there's no Erech for a Keli. The Gomar, so obviously he meant along the value. The word came out wrong. Abu Behemoth, the Bas Ministry, but Behemoth had been his. He could have given it to Hegdish, so maybe he made a mistake. Maybe this is what he meant to say. What do you mean to say? He knows, everyone knows also you can't go to someone else's behemoth and make a hegdish. So it's a gun, it doesn't make sense. This is what he meant. If I go over to the owner of this animal and Masbil and Nelly, and one day he'll sell it to me, I want that tikdush lemahashta, I want that retroactively, it should be kodesh from today. He didn't mean it should be kodesh right now. That's what he meant. So right now, exactly. So right now, he's given nothing. That's what we would have thought. Abu Dhabi, like, I never meant I should give the value right now. No. A person ain't other mighty dwarf of a taller, and that's not what he meant. Because again, that's going to Shayarchiv. Will you buy it? Who said the guy will agree to sell it? We don't believe that's what he meant. Amr Bashi, who Dhammar, unless he said a lie. He's the only one if he says a lie. Abu Omar had a zoom. If he said a lie. Yeah, so. So therefore, what he meant was that I'm going to take the value of the animal and put it in the base and donate it. But if he said harezu, this animal itself, you can't say he meant the value. He meant the animal itself. But he said zoo. If he said zoo, what did he say? He meant the animal itself. So he meant the animal itself. Even maybe made the lamaklum. How can you say he meant the value when he said zoo? Yeah, but he said the word. Yeah, he said, exactly. So a lie. I mean,
it's like he said nothing.
So a lie means I'm taking a chayis. Therefore, okay. Look, Mishra writes that Oyvu Chama Goy. Ramei Roimen Nerech. Ramei says a Goy can only be on the receiving end of a Loi Mari, but he cannot be Marich. Rabbi says Pukvaket Marich. He can be Marich, but Loi Nerech. He cannot be on the receiving end. Zevaz Amoid. Everyone agrees. She Noidrin Venidorin. Everyone agrees. However, when it comes to value, a Goy can donate to the base of Midrash, and he could be on the receiving end. Someone said the value of the Goy. Doesn't matter what's going on here. Tarabon. We learned there's a posse where they argue. It says, as Rubovel said. It's kind of what we learned. We'll see in a minute. He said, "Bnei Yisrael, Marich." It's not a pasuk. Ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha. Now the whole idea of neder is to do with the ish and the fashas. Talk about Bnei Yisrael, Marich, and only Eden ve'enoy v'chol Marich. Lo yehi nerachim. Maybe goyim cannot be in the receiving end. Tamaloyim, but ish. It says ish. Ish is inclusive. It means even a goy. Someone says erech that goy, and he will look at his age, and then we say or the gender. Interesting. Sometimes we say we need ish to be married by goy. Here we're saying the word ish alone is all inclusive and includes a goy as well. So therefore, ish means any kind of a person. So I would have thought Leah Noach shouldn't be in the receiving end either. Tell me ish. So divid amei. So amei holds. He's not. He's on the receiving end, but he cannot be on the donating end because yes. I will soon see why not. Amar Amei, and Amei explains. You have one posse that is inclusive. It says Ish. And it says the posse, Dabera Bnei Yisro, talk to the Yidin. Then it says, Mamatalem, Ish. So Ish comes to include, and Bnei Yisro comes to Mayit. So how do I know which one to be Mayit, which one to be Marba? Why do I say that? What? That he can be, he will marry him in the Nerech side. But he cannot donate. We find that there's more Nerechim than Erechim. Since we find that more instances of Nerechim, we'll see in a minute what it means, and then Marichin. So if the Taylor says that the Goy, it can only be one, not the other, I'll put him with the majority is. Right, which ones can be Nerech and Marich? Nerech, you can take their, say, the, you know, their gender and their age, I'll be but Avoloi Marich, they can't be Marich. So we see that there are less instances of Marich and then Nerechim, so a Goy becomes Nerech. Abiyudah said the same logic. But come again, Abiyudah cannot be nerech. Because he'll say that more instances of marich in the nerechin. They cannot be on the nerech side because it says zochah v'adai v'nikev v'adoyis. But they can be Meirich. So we see there are more instances of Meirich than Nerech. So Goy will say he's Meirich than Nerech. Omar Rava says, Rava, Hilchus of the Rav Meir Mestabra, the outcome is like Rav Meir, that a Goy cannot be Meirich. Or Betah Meir Mestabra, his reason, because a Chesh Rekotin doesn't make sense. We'll see in a minute why not. And time with Rav Yisabra, Rav Yudas, well, it makes sense because there are more Meirich than Nerechin, but from that's when Hilchus of the Rav Mestabra, Allah doesn't like him. And the Mordech explains now. Hilchus of the Rav Meir Mestabra, why is Halacha Mestabra, why that Goy cannot be Meirich? It says in the Pasuk, when it's in a bubble, they're all building the second base of Yiddish. He said to the goyim around them, "Loi lochem v'lonu l'vnoi base l'kein." Me, us, and you cannot join together to build the Eibush base of Yiddish. We're not going to do it together. So we see it. What we don't want the goyim's input, the donations. That's the reason why a goy cannot be marich. So halacha like a mayor. Obeta amei his for l'mistabli. Why the kamaisla his whole base is chesher gotten shiny chesher gotten the lab bnei denu. You know why they cannot donate? Not because the taters are talking about them, because they're not mature. They have no das. But a goy has das. How do you put him in the same category? Time with Rabbi Abiyud Mestabra that they're more marichi because you see a dregness and tumtum can. The kamaisla and tumtum dregness. The alpha gav the bnei denu. They have sechel. Yet me attend tini rachman. The Torah says no. So you would think a goy also no. Or be hilchus Rabbi Mestabra because the pasuk I just said. The chesiv says loy lochem velon. We live in beis lakenu. We're not going to join the goyim in building the beis hamikdash. Says the gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, high loy lochem velon. My lay.
The halacha is like
a mayor that goyim could be no, the other way around. They could be nerech, but they cannot.
You can assess them.
That's right.
You can't.
They can't be mayor.
They can't assess.
And his so what is like a chesh of a cotton can be on the receiving end, but not on the giving end. So we're saying that's what doesn't make sense because they have no day. The halacha is because it says in the pasuk, "Eloi lachem v'lon ulim l'beis elakenu." Amar b'chizor mavimai. So what happens now? The goy donates. Yeah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry, Rabbi Yehuda, high loy lachem v'lon my overlay. What does he do with that pasuk? He holds that a goy can donate. What does he do with pasuk? Om Rabbi Chizam Avim, ve'erkoi nignis. And he said that if a goy, according to Rabbi Yehuda, can donate, but what do you do with the money that he donates? You don't use it to build actual base of English, because it says loy lachem v'lonu. We're not going to work together. We're not going to take your money and build the actual structure of base of English. We're going to take your money and we are going to hide it. El Miata, if the basic Middush is not, everyone agrees, you're not going to use his money, yet you're allowed to take the good money for the basic Middush. So, if you actually use it for your own purpose, it shouldn't be considered a gun. If you steal the basic Middush, the basic Middush also can't use it. And yet, at Nan, we learn, Chomesh, Chatoyis, Hameses, there are five Chatoyis that if this happened to him, the owner died or whatever. Or a Tamura, we let it die. Money that has to be disposed of and thrown into the Tosna Yam Melech, because you never know. If you use it, it belongs to the Bezmeidah, you're not a Moil, because the Bezmeidah doesn't have any ownership. And yet, Allah Matani, you believe in the got a country of by a goy, by Medvar and Moody, because by a goy. By Medvar and Moody, it says, Bekotchim is Bech. When do we say that you're not moiled by the kotchim of a goy, only by kotchim that he donated to the Beit Mizbeach? Because you learn chet from Truman, says the goy not shaykh to Truman, only by Yid. It says, Leichalus kotchim bnei Yisrael. So therefore, there's not. So a goy, his animal that he donates to the Beit Mizbeach, even though it's Kedush, and we talk, we learn from Ishish that you also take, accept the goy's animals. But there's no me'ilah by a goy. Aber because you better kabbai is buying the band, but for goy donates to the maintenance of the base of Mikdash, you're stealing. And yet you, Rav Yehuda, you use the pasuk of Lailanu that anything that comes from a goy, we will not use that money, we will put it away or put it aside. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that they didn't want the goyim to be part of the base of Midrash, but not because they you know, take the money of a goy. That's the reason why at all. You know why? The goyim, if you remember, they went to authorities, they wanted to stop the Yidin, they tried to stymie the Yidin from building the base of Midrash all the time. So the goyim now volunteered to help. You think all of a sudden became enthusiastic helpers? They wanted to slow down the whole thing so that they can go back to the government and tell them they didn't want to rebel and so on. Is because they're going to slow us down as well. They're lazy, and they slow us down. The says the pasuk by he am ha'oretz merapim yidei am Yehuda. The people of the land were slowing us down. The people of Yehuda, and we mevalim oisam livnas and try to disrupt them building. That's why they don't want them. A little further, Gemara Tana Chode in one place. Learn. Yeah, exactly. CMFU, those construction. We learned in one place that a oivik chavim shehis nadiv in the dovel of bedik abayis. In one place, learned that if a goy donates money to the maintenance of the base of Mikdash, mekablim haymenu. You take the money from a goy for the base of Mikdash. The tani idik learned elsewhere a mekablim. You don't accept the money from a goy for the base of Mikdash. What's going on here? Amrab Eila, Amrab Yechon Lekasha. Ha betchila, in the beginning of the construction of the base of Mikdash, you don't take from them because maybe their purpose is to slow you down. Abhabesai, even here. And here's at the end. But if when the base of is already built up and now they want to come and help, we will accept it. That's the first round of Rashi. It's hard to understand what means slow us down if all giving us money. If it's, before we talk about they want to physically help, I understand they're going to slow down. But if all they want to give is money, it's not them the double better kabbais. So Rashi will learn Islam Dov maybe means physically their selves. But Ashkenaz is another pshat. In the beginning, when the Yidden did not, in the beginning, when they were not scared of the goyim, were not scared of us. Therefore, we couldn't have them working for us because who knows what they'll do. But at the end, once the base of Mikdash already was built up, they saw the Yidden are here to stay. They got scared. But Ashkenaz doesn't like the pshat; he likes the Ikar. Yeah. Okay. And Rashi seems to say that it's the other way around. In the beginning, they were more scared of the Eden, because even the king just gave them permission, Kedah gave them permission, and as time went on, they dwindled our influence over Tisrael. So, if anything, it's the other way around. Okay. In the beginning, we didn't trust them. We wouldn't even take water or salt from them. Nothing. Even that donation. Because who knows? Just talking to them might slow us down. They might dissuade us from going ahead. Once everything's built up, then it depends. If they gave us a plaque or something, that will always walk to the base of Midrash, you'll see that this Guinness is goy donated this. The Shanda, then the base of Midrash, we need a goy, the Eden can't supply it. Ain't mekablin. Something like, you know, like say money that we can do whatever we want with it, or he builds something that we can put it under the building, or that nobody will notice it, then mekablin. We are mekablin. Hey, chidomi dorzi. What means something that stands out on its own? What's an example of that? Rabbi Yisrael. He says, keep going. For example, amokalya oiliv. On top of the base of Midrash, to prevent the pigeons or the crows from landing on the roof, they had these metal plates with all these nails, sharp pegs coming out. If you donate that, when you walk to the base of Midrash, everyone can see, and they'll see must have his name on it, a plaque, whatever it is. Okay, we'll stop paying attention to my mission.